So our listener, Tanya, reached out to us a week or so ago about cold feet about an upcoming wedding and what she should do. Now the update.
Hey, guys. Thanks for following back up with me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was that important, LOL.
Well, of course.
Well, I decided not to say anything to anyone.
Okay.
A lot of your listeners suggested that I consider why I was wanting to delay everything. So I just really tried to think about what my life would be like without my fiance in it. And I decided that I want him in it. So we're going ahead with everything.
Okay.
Also, it just felt like too much pressure to cancel everything at this late stage in the game. So thanks again.
Oh, wow. That was a quick update.
Okay, it was short and sweet. I'm getting married. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate it.
She didn't even ask about the toaster.
Nah, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. We don't need to go there.
She didn't even say, hey, do you still have the Michael Graves toaster you keep talking about?
Yeah, the Michael Graves toaster where I was supposed to give that to someone as a wedding gift because I was holding on to it for someone else who I had driven to the reception and then just forgot to take it out of my trunk.
That is so scandalous in and of itself.
And so,
and the fact that you keep offering up to every single bride and or groom we've ever talked to in the last how many years?
Yeah.
And we still not giving that thing away.
The worst part of the whole thing is I gave them a wedding gift, but the person who I went to the wedding
didn't give them a gift in their eyes.
Yeah, because it was in the trunk.
It's
in the trunk of my car.
Oh, and to this day, they probably think, "Well, that jerk came to our wedding, ate our food,
and didn't
even give us a gift at all."
Yeah,
the nerve.
Well, you know what?
You ever going to fess up about that?
It was her own fault for trusting me.
Oh, you're right. Let's go ahead and point the problem finger straight back at her. Listen,
it was her own fault.
You knew I was a screw up. And you chose to trust me anyway.
You chose to trust me anyways. It's
wow.
All right. It's all right. If I'm not mistaken, that might be the same bride that I also offered to video her wedding.
And then never gave her the footage?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I was in an era.
You wronged this bride in two very big, substantial ways.
And what's wild is just recently, she popped up on Instagram as a person you might know. And I was like, oh.
You're not following her, right?
No, I'm not.
You stay out of her life.
And that first wedding, she's on to another person.
Oh,
so that one never worked out anyway.
That just erased all those transgressions.
See, exactly. She wouldn't even want the raw footage of her wedding.
1,000%. Maybe that's why they got divorced.
That's probably not why.
They were never able to celebrate their love every anniversary by watching the footage.
I do feel bad about that when I think about it, because I think I remember her even asking me, hey, for our 1 year anniversary, can you give it to us? And I remember I was dating my wife at the time, and she was like, you've got to.
Yes!
She was like, don't even, I was like, I want to edit it up. She's like, don't worry about editing it. Just give it to him.
Yes! Was it the problem of you just don't have it? It doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is just, that's so,
so bad. Again, yeah. Sorry.
Hire professionals.
That's right.
For these jobs.
And not college students.
That is why it's so important if you're planning
AV.
Best practice. If you're planning a wedding, hire professional photographers and videographers.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ask your friends to do
Don't ask people like me.
Don't ask them to do that.
Anyways.
Also bring your own gift to the wedding.
Yeah,
don't trust your responsible friends to just bring it with them.
Don't trust me. Or if you put it in my trunk.
Just mail it. You know what?
No, if you put it in my trunk, remember it.
Well,
don't expect me to remember it.
You're right. Absolutely. You need to follow up. But you know what? Just go ahead and pick from their wedding registry. You can send it straight to them.
Anyways.
Straight to the house.
There was your update.
Okay, that's great.
Tanya's fine.
Little tangent side street.
She's getting married. Everything's a go.
That's great. Awesome.
On 99.7 DJX.